Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Hancock Shaker Village is a landmark destination with 20 historic Shaker buildings and thousands of Shaker artifacts. On the National Historic Register, it's the most comprehensively interpreted Shaker site in the world and the oldest working farm in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts. One of HSV's landmark seasonal events is their Baby Animals Festival. This year's events began last weekend and run through May 5th. Baby Animals gives Hancock Shaker Village visitors a chance to meet the newest farm babies each spring, including lambs, piglets, calves, chicks, and kids, and enjoy events and activities throughout the village, from daily talks about the farm and the Shakers to craft demonstrations or walks along the farm and forest trail. Pittsfield native Carrie Holland took over as interim director and CEO of Hancock Shaker Village late last summer and was given the title officially last fall. Carrie met me just outside the village with her kids, 5-year-old Amelia and 4-year-old Max. After getting formal introductions to the kids and their stuffed animals out of the way, we got right down to business. Who are we excited to see?
The unicorn goat.
The unicorn goat? I've never seen a unicorn goat. Can you tell me more about it, Max? Does it have a name?
Nutmeg. When I was little, there's like this special cream that we put on its antlers to make them grow, but it only worked on one horn. So now the unicorn goat Nutmeg only has one horn, and that's why we call it the unicorn goat.
That's very good reasoning. Let's go see it.
And there's another favorite. Before, when they were little, there's a barn cat, very precocious barn cat named Pepper, and Pepper doesn't have a tail, so she's very distinct from the other cats, and she's so friendly, and she, you know, throughout the years growing up, she would jump onto their stroller when they were babies, and now they're always trying to chase her and pick her up, but she's precocious, but also knows her boundaries, so it's like, I always want more Pepper, more Pepper.
You came to Baby Animals before you were working here.
Yes, of course. Yes. So we've been coming a long time. I grew up in Pittsfield. My husband and I both grew up in Pittsfield. So we've been coming to Hancock Shaker Village like since we were little. And when we moved back, we would come as adults and then had kids. And so we've been bringing them since they were little infants. And it's just it's like the best thing to open back up into the spring, start off the summer season, get outside when you're not, you know, bundled head to toe for ski season. So it's just kind of that nice spring tradition. And they're baby animals. Like, even if you've seen them, they're really cute every year. They are so adorable.
I know. I try to come every year. As I walked out of the office today, I went, I'm going to get some serotonin. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Exactly. And so we have the baby animals, and we've also got a whole slate of exhibits open also. So baby animals are your thing, which, like, you know, pretty universally adorable. But we've also got all of our exhibits open too. So we've got some exciting things inside, certainly the animals outside, and it's so good for kids. Like, you've got a nice safety and things to see, things to do. And it's I think their imagination is particularly sparked here for these two, at least.
Definitely. As we approached the entrance to the round stone barn, we saw Hancock Shaker Village's Director of Education, Cindy Dickinson, interacting with visitors.
Miss Cindy knows everything here. So Miss Cindy is our Director of Education, and she runs all the field trips. She does adult workshops and education programs, as well as the youth, runs our internship program, all the interpreters. She helps, you know, guide the research and all the knowledge and interpretation of the village and the different historic sites. And this is her 10th season.
Congratulations on 10 years. What do you like about working here?
Oh my gosh. Just about everything. I love how much people just are so happy to be here. So many different ways to explore the Shakers and what they mean to us now. And just a really great place. And truly a city of peace.
As you can hear, we entered the barn.
The best part about baby animals is that you can get in the pens. So usually we're visiting and we're just seeing them through the fence line. But today we can go in the pens.
Amelia, you have a favorite goat?
Yeah.
Tell me about him.
So I met him when he, like, the day he was born. And ever since, he came right up to me.
Every time we come, she finds this black, white goat, and he comes right up to her, and she's, you know, she remembers him from 2 years ago. So this is a 3-year-old goat now. Would you like to pop in?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, now we're in the pen with three goats. I'm holding all my cables away from everybody just in case. And there's a beautiful cow next to us.
These are yearling cows from last year. These were babies last year, but they're still very adorable, and they've, you know, gotten really used to people being around them. So they sometimes will walk them around the village too on the non-baby animals day. But these are our yearling calves, and the new babies are right next door here. They're just 2 weeks old or so, maybe a couple more. They were 2 weeks when they arrived here. And then these goats are a few years old, so they're eating all their hay, but still very friendly to touch. Do you want to tell Miss Sarah about Bagel?
Who's Bagel?
All right, so who's Bagel?
So, he used to be crazy.
Bagel's our buck goat, right? And sometimes of the year, he's a little crazy, so we don't recommend petting Bagel during those times. But now Bagel is nice and calm, and he's lovely to go visit with.
Oh, Bagel.
Hi, Bagel. Hi.
There's Bagel.
Bagel, don't be crazy.
Don't be crazy, Bagel.
Bagel.
So, Amelia, who's this over here?
I don't know.
Look carefully.
The unicorn goat.
The unicorn goat.
Hi, Nutmeg.
So this is Nutmeg, and Nutmeg had twins this year, a gorgeous little yellow-white goat and a darker black goat.
I don't think I've ever seen a goat quite that color. It looks like an orange cat.
Yes, so, so beautiful. True to the nature, you know, a Nutmeg color.
Yeah.
So the unicorn goat had twins, and we were on high alert waiting for Nutmeg to have her babies. So we were very excited. We came the day... Maximilia came the day of to meet Nutmeg's babies. And they're only about a week old right now.
They're very small.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to eat your hair.
And the goats are so friendly. We also do goat yoga, yeah. And that will start soon. So you'll see some of these friends as they get older. They'll be joining us out in the yard for goat yoga. And they're so friendly. They come right up to you, jump on you, kind of sniff a little bit. And they do not mind when people are petting them and interacting with them.
That one just did a little run across the thing.
Its horn is glowing now.
Is that, yeah, that's where the horns come in.
It looks
Amelia.
Like... Amelia. Amelia, its horn is glowing now.
I know, I see that.
How about this one, too? Oh, no horns on this side.
They're your babies, Nutmeg.
Carrie Holland, her kids, Amelia and Max, and I climb over the edge of the pen to leave Nutmeg and her kids to greet their other visitors at Hancock Shaker Village's Baby Animals Festival. Then we ran into livestock manager Olive Larrabee.
This is kind of a large part of her event because she's been working all winter helping the animals become pregnant and then helping them deliver and taking care of their babies. And so if there's any good questions, Olive's the expert here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anything. I love answering questions. I love talking to people. It actually makes – I like working too, but I love talking to people. So it makes the working part a little harder, but we get it done.
Sure. I mean, I can relate to that very, very well. How's it been this year? Good year so far?
Yeah, it's been really good. You know, the weekend was – it was unfortunate that the weather, you know, was kind of rainy so much. It offered a little bit of crowd control. So instead of like – you know, we go all winter and it's – you know, no one's here. And then the first day we open is always the busiest day. So – you know, we didn't have so many people over the weekend. It made it feel a little more manageable. But I think now, you know, this week is going to be better weather. So I think we'll get plenty of visitors.
How long have you been working here?
Just over a year. I started in January 2023. So this is my second baby animals. I've been here for one time around. So I feel a little more, felt a little more, you know, just know what to expect this year. Made everything definitely a lot easier.
And how did you, how do you have the knowledge to do what you do? Did you study animal husbandry somewhere, or is it innate, or were you raised with it? What's the backstory?
So kind of a combination of all of that. I started with horses when I was 4. I've been riding my whole life. And then when I was nearing high school, there's an agricultural high school where I grew up. And so I attended the agricultural high school. They had kind of like here, a little bit of everything, but they also had a working dairy herd. So, you know, I would, you know, milk cows before or after school, wash my hair in like the dog grooming sink to clean up before school. So that's because I worked there. So not only I attended school there, but I also loved it so much that I wanted to work there. So that's when I was really like, I love farming and I want to do this. And I went to UMass Amherst for animal science and sustainable food and farming, a double major for what I wanted. They complemented each other nicely. And then, so I worked also in a soil lab in my time at UMass in a year after. So then about pretty much one full year after graduating, I started working here. And here I am.
Here you are. Fantastic. Thanks so much. It was great to meet you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great to chat.
You just missed a pepper sighting, so
I saw her.
Did you see her?
I clocked her. I clocked her. She went that way.
Hey, Maximilian, do you guys want to continue the tour? I think we should save the last apple for Stormy. What do you think?
Yeah.
Who's Stormy?
The pig.
The pig. Great.
And he's really, really, really big.
Before we got outside to meet Stormy, we passed through another area of the barn with more pens, these hosting cows, sheep, goats, and pigs. First up, a cow named Willow.
So Willow is expecting in June. She's
a baby,
yes.
Wow.
So, yes, I know. We'll have a third baby cow here. So Willow is expecting. So she's moving in here to stay a little calmer and a little warmer, just in her own little pen so we don't lose track of her out in the pasture.
There's more baby goats in here and a lamb.
So these guys are still waiting for, we're still waiting for their babies to arrive. And they're just hanging here.
The baby pigs are so big.
Oh, yes, the baby pigs. So the baby pigs are, they are so much bigger. They gain a pound every single day in their early years. So these guys came to visit when they were first born. And now look how big they are, guys. They are adorable.
Are they twins?
All of, yes, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, what's that?
Quints.
Quints.
Quintuplets.
Quintuplets, yes. So we had quintuplets here, and then Big Paprika is expecting her babies, like, very soon, in the coming maybe 2 weeks or so. Uh-huh. So if you come later in baby animals, there'll be some older babies and some fresh piglets to come visit. You want to show Stormy? Why don't you tell Sarah about Stormy? How much? Do you remember how much Stormy weighs?
No.
How much does Stormy weigh?
1,000 pounds.
That's a 1 with 3 zeros after it? That is a healthy, probably very happy, happy pig if it weighs 1,000 whole pounds.
Mama, yes, we're just pouring milk into the bucket for Stormy.
So Amelia made a special sign for Stormy. And we can put it right by her pen. She colored it this morning. And Will, Stormy's up. So sometimes she's lounging in her little shed, but this is a good sign. And we do not encourage people to touch Stormy, okay, but we brought a little apple that I'm gonna pop into her bin so she can have a little sweet treat, right?
You milky apple.
What's disgusting? What's gross?
What she just ate.
What did she eat?
Milky apple.
Milky apple. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. All the pigs like all the scraps that we don't want to eat. So it's perfect. We could bring our scraps over for Stormy to eat. These guys are all here year round.
The chickens.
Chickens, ducks, and they hang out here and just kind of wander around the farmyard. They've got... They're truly free range. And then our cows are living over here. And so this is where we thought we'd bring Willow in to keep a good close eye on her. Because she tends to, you know, they have lots of acreage to wander, and we don't want to lose track for...
Yeah, of course.
Do you guys want to show Miss Sarah the Discovery Barn, too?
Yeah. What can and there's all tons of stuff.
What can you do at the Discovery Barn?
Milk a cow, pretend cow.
Yeah.
And you...
Even and sometimes though you can do alive.
Face paint. Sometimes you can do face paint.
Yes, sometimes there's face painting. And there is face painting.
And that's the great thing about life. Sometimes there's face painting.
And face painting. So what other museums do you guys like to go to?
Mass Mocha.
Do you? I got married at Mass Mocha.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, so we kind of have our museum loop here in the Berkshires. We go to Berkshire Museum for the aquarium, Mass Mocha. We can, you know, run around, see all the big dramatic things.
Check out Kid Space.
Check out, always first stop the Kid Space. And then this is a great spot because we can have the interaction with the animals and see, have a lot of room to run and kind of poke around and pick a building every once in a while. So it's good.
It's great.
We never see the whole thing in one visit, do we, guys?
Are you enjoying your VIP access to Hancock Shaker Village? Do you like that you get to come here so much now?
Yeah.
Cool.
Even these guys did get a little bit of a sneak peek. So even when we were closed, we would come over and visit the animals and bring them little apple treats, right? Yes, because we got... Because of the memberships, yes. This was hilarious. Unprompted. Last year they kept talking about all the memberships. If you're a member, you can come whenever you want.
You guys have a future in not-for-profit, so sorry.
That's right, because kids are free all season long, and if you're a member, you can come as many times as you like. Right, Amelia?
Yeah. You get a membership, you can come whenever you want.
Yes,
even when
it's so
nobody
great.
Else is here.
Well, actually, not quite.
That's totally true. That's a special extra level you have when your parent runs the place.
Yeah, that one you have to have a mom or dad or somebody who works here.
Mom is the boss of Hancock Shaker Village.
Mom is the boss of Hancock Shaker Village with the community.
That's right. There's many. This takes a village, truly.
Terry Holland is the director and CEO of Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Thank you to her and her kids, Amelia and Max Russo. Baby Animals runs at Hancock Shaker Village through May 5th. To learn more, visit hancockshakervillage.org. Links to more information will be posted online at wamc.org with this conversation and pictures I took of the calves, lambs, and piglets. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.